Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is August 16, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com, and I'm here with
Spirit Song with SpiritSongOasis.com.
Yeah, and it's New Earth Support Team time, as we do every Monday. And huge gratitude to all the people who are here. We've already got 39 folks on the call, and chances are more will creep in. So there's always someone new. So as always, I give a little intro to what we're doing. So after this intro, we're going to call the directions of the Mesa we're sitting in front of, and we're going to call in a bunch of sweet divine allies of love and light to work with us, set up a safe, sacred container so we have a good working space. After that, we'll invite you to do an invocation for embodied awakening. So you can call your higher self to merge with your human self to the extent that serves highest good. And then we'll turn it over to the divine beings. And they've been very consistent in recent months. This New Earth Support Team call has gone through variations over the, I've been doing this probably over a year easily. Mm-hmm. But what's happening in recent months is they just give us individually healings and awakenings and spiritual experiences. And each of us acts as a surrogate for the collective. So every one of us, whatever we're experiencing, whatever benefit we're getting personally, is like magnified and sent down to bunches of other beings on Earth too. So that's how it works.
I'm going to go get my glasses.
Okay. Spirit Song's going to get her glasses. Do you mind if I go ahead and start calling
go
directions?
Ahead.
Okay. All right. So Spirit Song will be back in just a moment. And I always request when you're on an Awakening Plus call, to the following two things. If you would please do only this, our sacred process usually lasts less than an hour. But the quality of attention you hold is really important because it affects not only you, but everybody else. It's part of the magic of this event is everyone who participates, even after the fact on the recording, is radiating energy backward and forward and in real time and affecting everyone else who has done, is doing, or will do this event. So that's why the quality of your consciousness is such a big deal. The other request is if you, for some reason, need to leave early before we close the sacred container, which we'll do immediately after the formal process is done and then hang out a few minutes for Q&A and feedback. If you have to leave before that closing, then just ask the divine allies to ease you out of the field and they'll do that and you'll be able to depart with no disruption. And that's how it works. So.
That's good.
Yeah. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Would you like to sing the tone for the Mesa call?
Mm-hmm. Inti quici.
Doing good already.
Sweet.
Okay. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
For myself, I call maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Mm-hmm. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Mm-hmm. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Mm-hmm. we call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. Mm-hmm. We call Archangel Raphael before us, mm-hmm. Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Snake, and Bear. Mm-hmm. Spirit Song. Mm-hmm. Please call your allies.
Mm-hmm. Call to Oya and Oya Sirei, to the lineage of the Pachacuti Mesa tradition. Don Mariano, Dona Maria, Don Alejandra, all the grandmothers and grandfathers of all traditions, to the wisdom keepers of all dimensions, to our higher selves and all we have ever been in any other dimension, serving highest good. I see a beautiful owl, ringing owl medicine. We thank you. Dear family is here. We are so grateful. I see a bunch of baby chicks following their mama and bringing their good medicine, and whales and dolphins jumping out of the water. Thank you. Thank you, water spirits. We are grateful. Fire sparks going in the air saying, don't forget me. And thank you, fire and earth and air. Hummingbirds and bees and Queen Bee and your drones who are here, we see you and we thank you for your good medicine. Eagle and condor and hummingbirds and songbirds of all kinds gathering in to be with us, we are grateful. Grandma Mamie, Dorothy, Bert. We are complete.
Thank you. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
We are that we are.
We are that we are.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
So it is. Oh.
That's a good field. Okay, now that we have safe operating space, we're going to do our embodied awakening invocation. Because there's almost certainly someone who hasn't done this before, I'll give a brief explanation. The metaphor here is that your body is a car, and your ego will slide to the passenger seat so that your divine self can drive. At any moment, your ego does not like the divine's driving. It can slide right back over, take the wheel instantly, and your divine will step out right away. So your ego is safe. There's no danger in doing this. It can be reversed instantly if you prefer. However, the benefits are pretty awesome. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you will do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure out so much intellectually, you'll know what to do through intuition more, and there will be more bliss. If all that sounds desirable, in a moment, I'll have you speak directly to your higher self and call it in. And I'm going to have you say the following out loud if you can, but you can just think it silently if you must. So I'll now have you repeat after me starting now. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Release the words and rest now in passive awareness. If you are feeling energy moving in your body on its own, let that be where your attention goes to. If you do not feel that, then simply feel the breath coming and going on its own. Either way, you are fully passive and just witnessing what's running itself. Some tips that will help you do this effectively. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything while we're in this invocation process. Furthermore, should you become distracted during the process, please do not fight the distraction or try to change it. Just let it be as it is with no resistance. To work against the distraction is to make it stronger. Instead, we will treat the distraction like an uninvited guest and simply return attention to that passive awareness, whether that is feeling energy or breath. After you do that, if the distraction remains in the background, that is fine. Just let it go on doing whatever it's doing, and you keep your attention the best you can on what you're doing, just feeling energy or breath. Come back to this as often as needed. The final thing we can do to enhance this process is to learn how little effort it takes to do it at all. So to learn this, let's for a moment drop to no effort at all. Please drop to zero effort now. Stay at zero. So now at zero effort, just notice if you have awareness of energy or breath anyway, without even trying. If you do feel that with no effort, then stay at zero. That's all you need. If it's zero effort, you don't have that awareness, then add very small bits of effort back bit by bit, until you regain that awareness. The idea is to use the least effort possible to have that awareness. In the invocation technology, the least effort used that gets the job done, the better. So I'm already feeling people moving into embodied awakening. Spirit Song and I are able to feel the consciousness of those doing this, whether they're live on the recording or doing the recording afterward. We're going to be live on the Zoom call or on the recording afterward. I personally can't feel individual people so much, but I feel the overall energy that the group is making. And many are already in embodied awakening. Well done. If you are there, just relax, please, and be in that space and just allow it. How do you know when you get to embodied awakening? It's when four things are true at the same time. no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if that's all going on, you're there, relax and enjoy it. If you're not there yet, relax and just be with energy, awareness, or breath. Again, this is passivity. Your ego cannot make the awakening happen through its own efforts. It has already called it in. In this style of work, you'll get the awakening when your ego relaxes completely and allows the divine to deliver it. Mm-hmm. Many more are going to embodied awakening now. It's doing good. So we got good momentum. Let's just hang and give a little time for more of us to get there. By the way, you being fully in embodied awakening is not necessary to do this process. I mean, it's awesome if you can get all the way in there, but even if you just get a little ways there, that's still an improvement. So however much embodied awakening you get, that's wonderful. And when the time comes to start the work inside, just launch from wherever you're at. But the energy is still building. And we're benefiting here from the principle of morphic resonance, which means the more people who are holding a particular state, the easier it becomes for others to experience that state. So now we have quite a few of us in embodied awakening, and there's an attraction occurs, and it just gets easier to join people in the same consciousness. Kind of like what I call the guru effect. When you hang out around an awakened guru, it's just easier to sit in divine space because the guru is holding it already. And who's the guru here? G, you are you.
Yes. Thank you for saying that.
As Billy Jonas so famously said in his song.
I love that.
All right. So feels like we got a nice awakening vibe going on. And by the way, the awakening you'll get is the awakening you're ready for. And the marvelous thing about the kind of work we do is, since your higher self and the divine beings are doing it for the human, they know exactly how much you're ready for. They know exactly what you need, and they take care of that automatically without the human having to get involved in all that technical stuff. What color, what frequency, what level. It all just happens spontaneously. So I now feel the allies beginning to work our field. So as usual, Spirit Song and I will be commenting on what we're feeling. And as facilitators, we will experience what a significant percentage of the people on the call are experiencing. However, it's a sure bet that some people will not be experiencing that. So if you are having a different experience, then have that experience. Please do not use effort to match what we're saying. Let your experience be what it is, please. That it's being personally orchestrated for you by your higher self and these beautiful allies. Remember, as we said at the top, whatever you experience, whether it's a healing, whether it's an awakening, whether it's some inner experience, you are doing it on behalf of many other beings on the planet. You are acting as a surrogate and assisting others through whatever happens to you. So I invite you to release any preference about whether you get some intense challenging healing or some ecstatic bliss ride. You may get both, you may get one or the other, who knows. But I can assure you, whatever you experience will be for highest good, and you will receive personal benefit even as you serve the collective in your surrogate capacity. That's all I have to say about that.
It feels to me like a beautiful sacred tapestry that gets created as each one brings the uniqueness of his or her experience in this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And many multiple faceted colors, like beautiful stones spreading the light of divine colors. Some of them even you may see beyond what we see here in the third dimension. In this space, magical things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the energy is shifting right now, in fact. There's subtle things that are hard to verbalize. Mm-hmm. It's like it's a more intense pulsing, and yet it's also gentle. Yeah, I'm feeling heat in the bottoms of my feet and some in my palms. So that lets me know many of us are now having healing happening. Heavy energy is flushing out and draining out the hands and or the feet, and perhaps other ways as well. So just allow that to flush out. Given that we're serving, it might just be your heavy energy. It might be others. And the divine is very aware of what each of us is ready for. So you're not going to have any kind of experience on an Awakening Plus call that does not serve your highest good. If you're having a challenging experience, it's because you're ready to have it and can be present with whatever's happening. By the way, now that we're in process, you don't have to restrict yourself to only feeling. I invite you to open to whatever you experience and just be with whatever's arising. However, I also invite you to do what keeps you in the inner space. I find it personally helpful to sort of tune into somatic awareness, just the feeling in the inner world. It can be easy to get spun out if you get lost in thoughts or images sometimes. So what I do with those, if there's healing going on and there's thoughts and imagery swirling around, I let it swirl. I don't resist anything or try to stop anything, but I tend to relax my attention into the somatic experience, whether it's the physical body or the sensual experience of the inner world in terms of just the feeling quality of it. Because all the physical senses have correlates in the inner world as well. And of course, there's other senses that don't exist in 3D. So I guess what I'm trying to say is relax, be with whatever's happening. Don't resist anything. And especially if there's challenge happening and there's some physical sensation or emotion that is unpleasant, my own strategy that I've learned over the years of shamanic work is just to relax into experiencing that unpleasant sensation fully. I just merge with it, become one with it, and I give it my complete and undivided attention. And what mostly happens when I do that, the usual thing is the heavy energy either flushes out like water, or whatever's causing that heaviness leaves, or sometimes it just transmutes to love and light. And you never know what's going to happen, but if you rest and hold awareness wherever the discomfort is, pretty sure bet the divine's going to go in there really strong and do whatever needs doing.
I've been feeling quite a bit since we started of at least one person, if not more than that, maybe a number of people, feeling the flushing of heavy energy mm-hmm. out of the feet, and at the same time, the crown chakra opening to allow that transmuted energy that's happening at the same time to flow out in a beautiful, it looks like kind of a spray of light, multicolored, mm-hmm. beautiful white light, golden light, multicolors. Beautiful.
Yeah, the energy is getting really sweet, actually. I'm having a both and experience. I am feeling a lot of heavy energy flushing out hands and feet. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling quite a bit of bliss, like from the heart chakra up.
That's what I'm talking about, both at the same time.
Yeah.
Flow. The darker energy that just wants to go down through the feet, the hands, down into the Pachamama, the Earth Mother, who's so gifted at handling that darker, heavier energy and transmuting it. And at the same time, a lot of energy that is being transmuted into that love and light, just gently spewing out the top in a gorgeous array of color and light. Yeah.
Yeah, not a big surprise. There's a lot of heavy energy in the field tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday, the Taliban took over Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. There was a terrible earthquake in Haiti. Mm-hmm. And so there's quite a bit of trauma on the planet very, very vividly at this moment. And, of course, much else beyond that. Mm-hmm. Who knows how many people are in COVID wards right now or whatever challenges they're facing. So it's a beautiful and courageous thing for us to come up and stand up and say, I'm willing to process some of that to the extent that serves highest good of all, including me. And I'm willing to step up and help process some heavy energy for those who may not be able to do it for themselves. It's a big service.
I think what I'm seeing and feeling in that combination of dark, heavy energy going out below, down into the Earth Mother, the waters, the many layers of the Earth, she's so good at taking it and processing it, and at the same time, that lighter energy coming up, part of it is our willingness and ability to release some of it already into the light that we can manage to allow spirit to come through and create that lifting. At the same time, the darker energy that needs to go down through the earth is going. The beauty is, as we do this, the more we can release either way, the more we are helping all of those all over the Earth Mother, both two-leggeds and all the sentient creatures in and on, around and beneath her and above her, to transcend the chaos and all that's happening right now in this transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you each for doing your part. Yeah. Just relaxing into this and allowing it.
You know, a lot of heavy energy moving through.
Mm-hmm.
And the metaphor I like to use to explain why bliss can be so strong, even as you're processing heavy energy, it's the old great onion of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
At the core of it is your pure awakened self. There's layers of unhealed pain and trauma around that in onion layers. And you, the human, are outside that shell.
Mm-hmm.
So if even one layer of old trauma is peeling off, even it's just starting to crack open, some more light's coming through. And when there's more divine light, there is a shift of consciousness. So based on what I've observed, for most people, the fastest way to deepen an awakening is to do effective shadow work. Let that heavy stuff clear out. The energy is getting sweeter. More bliss in the field now. My feet are really hot. Those of us who are performing this service may have no clue how many beings we're helping or how. And we don't need to. When you serve, what I find is that I get information on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'm really not aware of how what's happening to me is affecting others beyond me. I'm just feeling what's happening to me.
Can be such a distraction if the mind starts trying to analyze. Mm-hmm. It works so much better to just release and allow.
Yeah. I learned a long time ago, my mind has no chance of understanding what's going on in these realms. It's so far beyond what the mind can do.
Yeah.
So I let my mind work in this little 3D realm where it's qualified and the spiritual stuff is really beyond its pay grade. And after a while, I realized I can't do it. I'll just chill and let it just be without trying to figure it out in those inner realms. And it's worked a lot better since it chilled out that way. A level cannot comprehend a level beyond itself. And the spirit level is beyond the mental level. Ooh, that's getting sweet. I'm getting a very nice buzz throughout my head. It is fine if your body wants to shake, vibrate, tremble, if you want to cry or scream or holler or pound your fist on something, that's all fine. As long as no one's getting hurt or massively disrupted by what you're doing. I encourage you letting the body do what it feels like it wants to do to release or open.
And it isn't necessary. If it's not happening, it's not that you're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. It's that every one of us processes in a different way. And there are millions of souls around needing this help. Mm-hmm. And those who are in alignment with the way you're processing are the ones most likely to be benefiting from what's happening with you. And just as there are so many of us, so many different ways of processing and seeing and experiencing this is perfect.
So I'm experiencing the field is quite intense. There's both a challenging intensity and a strong bliss all at the same time. Yeah, they're really dumping the heavy energy. They're doing a great job of clearing it through us. Yeah, that's getting really intense there. Mm-hmm. I wish I could verbalize it beyond that, but I really can't. But we invite you to just relax into it. experiment with dropping all effort now and just being, opening to whatever experience is spontaneously arising for you.
Just as I am feeling and seeing the denser, more intense energies you're processing, I'm experiencing and seeing a lot of the more crystalline energies transmuting a lot of that. That doesn't necessarily need to go through the earth, but can be processed and lifted and transformed in that more crystalline, angelic kind of way. They're both at work. It's beautiful.
Our invitation remains to stay relaxed, passive, allow the energy to move itself. And the way we're being guided to work with these allies, the human's job is just to make the initial call in and then get passive and allow. Once you really allow, really let the divine start moving things, then things can get really interesting really fast. If we're not talking, we're still with you.
There's power in the silence.
There's a new stillness in the inner world now. Still so much heavy energy coming out of my hands and to a lesser degree through my feet. I feel like the heavy energy is finally starting to taper off through my hands now. Just starting to. We invite you to remain passive, allowing whatever challenge or bliss or whatever you're experiencing just to be as it is. It just got more intense. Let's just stay with it. If you're not accustomed to how we do things, it's, it can take some adjusting to stay this passive for this long and just let things move themselves. For me, though, as I've worked for years in the inner worlds, I've found it to be the absolute best way to approach that level of work. Since it's way over Benjamin's pay grade, he's wise to relax and let the divine run it for him. This is an intense night. I guess those folks in Afghanistan and Haiti and other places need a lot of help right now. We're each doing our part.
It's pouring in. I can see it and feel it pouring in.
Mm-hmm. You're still running the energy through us. I invite you to relax and be patient and just let the energy keep working. I can't recall the last time we had such consistently strong, heavy energy flow in a newest support team call. As they have said often before on these calls, they say there's certain things we can only do through live human bodies. And they're really grateful that each and every one of us has shown up live or on the recording to this event.
And we are not doing it alone. We are being assisted in such a beautiful way. Thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to get more body awareness in the physical world. So it's possible that we're winding down. We have done this before and then went back in. So we'll just have to watch and see what happens. Spirit Song and I are just going for the ride with the rest of you and seeing what the divine's up to. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty solid in my physical body. How about your spirit zone?
I am too.
Okay. So let's give us just a moment. So as always, what they love to do is to gradually turn back on more of the physical body awareness and have you maintain the inner world bliss at the same time. Because even though there's been a lot of challenging energy, there's been a lot of really high vibration, blissful energy at the same time. And you may notice your body being saturated with that stuff right now. So the trick is to I'll notice that your awareness is perhaps becoming more physically grounded. That does not mean you have to give up the divine consciousness, since it's perfectly happy to hang out down here with you. Mm-hmm. So if your paradigm is that I was been on either floating in bliss in my meditation, or I'm back here in regular consciousness on Earth, then my preferred paradigm is I get to be, like I said, more functional in 3D with ever deepening awakening. Mm-hmm. So the common phrases are, you want to walk between the worlds, or be the marriage of heaven and earth, things like that.
Sometimes there can be a little bit of resistance to fully coming back into the physical body, yep, because there's so much bliss and there's fear and letting go of that. But there's no need for any letting go. You're bringing it all with you and embodying it. That's what embodied awareness is while you are in the physical. And sometimes if you're having a little bit of trouble integrating, you can feel like you need to stretch or yawn or just move your body a little bit just to allow that fullness of the other dimensions to come fully with you in your mm-hmm. body, in your embodied awareness.
Yeah, I'm feeling much higher vibration energy in my mm-hmm. physical body than when we started.
Yes, me too.
So all that heavy energy processing had a happy ending. Yay. Feeling about ready to call directions?
We hope so. Yes.
All right. Would you like mm-hmm. to set the tone?
Pachamama Mama Kia. We're a
That was strong. Okay. Allies, mm-hmm. thank you so much for this powerful experience. As we close, allies, go if you must, mm-hmm. stay if you will. We ask that you remain with anyone who's been part of this call, live or on the recording, for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Spirit Song and I request that you remain with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Anything you'd like to do or say before we close fully?
Just offer gratitude and blessings to all who have been a part of this journey, for your willingness, for your service, for your gift.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? One, two, three. Okay, the formal container is closed. Briefly mention for those of you who are not members of Awakening Plus that the Awakening Plus membership awaits you. You can do $1 for 30 days and a super low monthly fee after that if you want to hang around. And we've got over 350 archived events. We've got courses for embodied awakening and self-guided internal family systems therapy. We've got a lot of cool people who've come on these calls. So many of the calls are members only. So check it out if you are like this vibe and are so interested. And if you're either a member or not, you can work with me privately at astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, internal family systems therapy, and more. And what about you, Spirit Song?
I'm sorry, I was reading something here and not really listening to you, but what were you asking?
If people wanted to work with you, what would they need to know?
Oh, just go to spiritsongoasis.com. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people have sent you a message saying they want to get in touch with me. Either way works.
And she does astrology and spiritual counseling and healing and all kinds of good stuff.
Yes, I use a number of healing modalities and go into what I call an inner journey with folks to get in touch with that beautiful, connected part of us that is one with infinite intelligence and creator.
She's really good.
He is too.
She's helped me so much. Anyhow, so enough of that. We'd now like to open things up for feedback. So if you
I'm trying to read. There's some there, and I don't have the right glasses.
It says, that was beautiful. Thank you. We'll get hyped there. So we're now going to permit unmuting. The right thing here. Yeah. So now anybody can unmute themselves if they wish. If you're on Zoom, just click that little microphone icon with the red slash and remove the slash, and we'll hear you. If you prefer to type in the chat window, that's fine. In fact, it looks like Vivian...
Is it possible to make the chat window bigger?
We can if we need to. I've got it.
You can see it just fine.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
And then making it bigger will not make the text any bigger, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
So Vivian typed lots of fire today around my pelvis and lower back and images. Wow, cool. Mm-hmm. And then Laura typed, thanks so much. So much needed in these times. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We knew what we were getting into as souls. So yes. We're here to help out. Mm-hmm. And then James typed, thank you both. Thank you, James.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for being a part of the journey with us.
Mm-hmm. We do this every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern. So just hop on if you're around and available. Or if you remember, you can do it anytime you want in the archive. And I'm going to throw in a totally random thing here. If you get poison ivy, there's this product called Tecnu Extreme, T-E-C-N-U Extreme. Mm-hmm. I got some from Amazon. Oh, my God. It has dried up my poison ivy rash so much faster. This would have hung around for weeks, and this stuff dries it up in days. So I'm so, so pleased to have that to make my rash go away. L types, yes, Tecnu is awesome. Mm-hmm. And Diana typed, thanks, I needed this. And Laura types, thanks for the recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Vivian typed, read these young Afghan women. May there be so much tenderness to ease their terror. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
The Taliban are not friendly to women.
Yeah. I was feeling so much of the energy of the mothers and young children tonight as we were processing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Beverly typed, thank you, much needed. Thank you for doing this and bringing us all together to help the world and each other. Just absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then L types, my glasses are dirty, I should clean them. Tonight's awakening was awesome. Two really powerful felt this deeply. Good. Yeah. The way they worked it is everybody wins. Mm-hmm. Each of us receives powerful individual healing and awakening. The collective gets it. And as we've seen many times on these calls, we are far from the only ones. Every time mm-hmm. I'm shown what's happening around the planet, there's more and more and more divine beings, thicker and thicker mm-hmm. of every conceivable description. So there's a massive amount of help on the earth right now.
Yeah. We are truly in a time of incredibly exponential shift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Things are moving fast.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we showed up, guys. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I believe. Of course, we all have our personal soul work to do as well, but there's right. definitely a collective mission involved. Now, Emmy is typing, it was lovely to be here with y'all. I need to get my kiddos to bed.
Mm-hmm.
By all means,
bedtime. Have a kiddos. Good rest. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Emmy.
Yes.
All right, I'm starting to feel the energy starting to wind down now. Mm-hmm. So last call for speaking or typing, whatever you feel called to do. Vivian types, thank you, love, to all, signing out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vivian joins us from Australia. It's early morning for her on these calls.
Oh.
It's 8 p.m. here. It's 8 a.m. there the next day.
Wow.
We appreciate her early rising mm-hmm. participation.
Thank you for joining us.
And then Deanna types, I've been processing heavy energy for the past 4 days. I needed this tonight. Thank you. It was mm-hmm. much easier for me than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Glad to hear that, Deanna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a lot of regulars who come week after week for the most part. And the group cohesion we've built, the ability we've developed as a collective consciousness, mm-hmm. with many people coming back again and again, has been really lovely to see.
Mm-hmm.
And the allies are very aware of just how, you know, how skillful we are, and our mm-hmm. our service is assigned accordingly. It's a lovely thing. Mm-hmm. And I have experienced over and over again, service is rewarded. If we have a difficult night,
mm-hmm.
in some way we'll individually receive significant benefit in proportion to how difficult it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not why we do it. It's just mm-hmm. how the system works. The universe works as reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
And you really can't give anything without getting it back in mm-hmm. some way.
Mm-hmm.
And Joanne says, thank you. Thanks, mm-hmm. Joanne.
Yeah.
We're ready to wrap it up.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So grateful to each and every one of you. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for being here. Your time is valuable. We're honored that you've spent some of the genie just down. Popped a bunch of hearts over.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deanna.
Beautiful.
And Deanna says, thank you all. Good night. And good night to all of you too.
Yes.
Many blessings to you all. And those of you who are live or listening to this really quick, today is the 16th in 2 days. For members, we're doing the powerful shamanic breathwork events.
Mm-hmm.
I've already made the mix and uploaded it for members to access. So that's going to be an awesome event, mm-hmm. A 1 hour mix that's going to start us at the root chakra and work us all the way through the crown and clear a lot of heavy energy and maybe give us some powerful spiritual experiences. People tend to have really awesome experiences with the shamanic breathwork events. So that's a couple of nights. So hope you all can join us for that if you're a member. And if not, join! $1! Hey! Bargain! All right. Thank you all very much.
Blessings to all.
Good night for now.